The important part of meditation is what you observe. There's a place where the Buddha defines discernment as penetrative knowledge of arising and passing away. It makes it sound like you're just watching things coming and going while you're sitting there very passively, registering what happens independently of you. But that misses the meaning of the word penetrative. To penetrate something, you have to understand where it comes from, where it goes, what varieties it has, good varieties, bad varieties. Now you can nurture the good varieties and starve the bad ones. And that requires that you observe. When something comes, why does it come? What comes along with it? When it passes away, what passes away at the same time? This is one of the reasons why in the forest tradition, not everything is explained. Nowadays we have so many books, so many Dharma talks by the forest Ajahns. Back when I started out, there were just a handful of books. It was very typical that the teachers would say, use your own powers of observation. If you have everything handed to you on a platter, you'd never develop your own discernment. So just learn what the proper questions are, and then look into your own mind. Look for the answers there. We had the question yesterday, whether it's possible to hold two things in mind at once. Of course it is. You can hold three or four things at once. What you're holding in mind then is the relationship among them, what connects them. And so you can see that, say, working with the breath and working with goodwill, pretty much at the same time, both of these topics help each other along. But there comes a point where you have to get settled more and more into one. This is one of the reasons why the Buddha says that at the beginning of concentration you're doing directed thought and evaluation. That means you have to think about things and you compare things. Now, can you compare things unless you have at least two things that you're watching? Sometimes there are three or four. But the whole purpose of the watching is to bring them together. When you're doing breath meditation and goodwill, after a while the people out there in the world that you're wishing goodwill for, they begin to disappear. And there's just the feeling of goodwill. Then you bring that feeling of goodwill into the breath, and there you are. But then you're not really done, because there are a lot of things in the breath that are going on right now. The breath energy in the body can sometimes be in harmony, and sometimes it's not. If it's not in harmony, what can you do to fix it? A lot of this has to be your own exploration, because how you feel the breath energy in the body and how somebody else feels the breath energy in the body, those are going to differ. But you have to get a sense of what works, what helps the mind to settle down, which is why you have to use your powers of observation. This is how you develop your discernment. This is how your knowledge of things becomes penetrative, because you've been experimenting. And when the experiments are done well, then you can settle down and rest for a bit. Enjoy the ease that comes when the mind really is at peace. So, be observant. Look for cause and effect. And don't expect to have everything spelled out for you in capital letters. A lot of us want our messages in all caps. But sometimes the messages are in the silence. Saying, you've got to look at this for yourself. You've got to be responsible for yourself. That's how you grow.